In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As the world looks forward to a new year full of potential and promise, the Church surpasses the world in her inexpressible joy. The world anticipates losing weight, new jobs, and vacations. The Church rejoices that the old has passed away and the new has come in the flesh of Jesus Christ. Coming at the end of a week of martyrs, and just before we celebrate the Lord Jesus' first shedding of his blood, comes December 31st, since ancient days remembered as the feast of Saint Sylvester, bishop and confessor. Not much is known about Saint Sylvester other than that he became bishop of Rome in the early 4th century. He was exiled for the faith, as was common in those days, earning the title of confessor. He sent representatives to the Council of Nicaea, and he gladly confessed the Nicene Creed. And still to this day in Germany and in German-speaking places, this night is called Silvestersabend, Sylvester's evening. Beyond that is left to tradition and legend. The most enduring tradition holds that he baptized the first Christian Roman emperor, Constantine the Great. The conversion and baptism of Constantine signaled that the time of the great persecutions and widespread martyrdoms had passed away. The importance of this night is not in the changing of the calendar. It's about the ongoing life of the Church. Your ongoing life as the result of the incarnation and birth of the Son of God, and the certainty of those things which never change and never pass away, the confession of Jesus Christ and of his love for you, holy baptism and the Holy Supper. These are what matter and what last, not resolutions, not hysteria, not presidential elections, but Jesus Christ and him crucified. For in him you belong to time and to eternity. You live in time, yet rise above it, because Christ gives you eternal life as God's child in holy baptism. You have the definite assurance of never tasting death. You do not cling to time, for to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That is, the essence of your life on earth is Jesus Christ. Death is not a loss, but a great gain, because it unites you most perfectly with Jesus. As the world all around us celebrates this night in drunkenness and debauchery, when they're more enthralled by who holds temporal power instead of the eternal King of heaven and earth, do not worry. Do not be afraid. You are baptized. You are fed with Christ's most holy body and precious blood. Like Saint Sylvester before you, you confess before all men that the Son of Mary, the child laid in the manger, is the Lord of heaven and earth, who orders all things by the might of his hand, that this lowly child shall come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Confess your sins and repent. That really is how we prepare for the new year. And indeed, not just the new year, but every single new day. We confess and we repent. We drown the old nature by contrition and repentance, that the new man may daily emerge to live before Christ in holiness, righteousness, and innocence. So let the world and its prince assail you. Let them mock you. Let them even shed your blood, if that honor should be required of you. For it does not matter. You will not be conquered. and they will have won no victory. For you belong to the one who has won the victory. You belong to the one who has won the war. You belong to Jesus Christ, who has put an end to the reign of sin and of death by crushing the serpent's head. So maybe this year didn't turn out how you'd hoped. Maybe you don't have any resolutions to make tonight. Maybe there's nothing you can think to look forward to in the coming year. And that's all okay. No matter what happens, whether it goes to our plans or not, whether it goes the way we think it should, whether it goes the way we hope it should or not, 2024 will be another year of the Lord's grace and mercy in Christ Jesus. No matter what, He will still be here to forgive your sins and to comfort your fears. And while you sojourn in this world of trials and sorrows, surrounded by uncertainty and change, know that one thing will never change: Jesus Christ, His love and His death for you, His gifts He bestows upon you, these never change. The old has indeed passed away, and the new has come. You are the beloved child of God in Christ Jesus, and nothing and no one will snatch you away from Him, ever. Greet the changing year at midnight, no differently than you heard the chanting of the angels a mere week ago. It should be no different than your awaiting the Lord's coming again. For the one gives picture to the other, and you rejoice in them all because you are redeemed, because Jesus is nailed to the tree for you. Your fears are done away with. Your insecurities, doubts, and questions are all stilled. You have confidence, certainty, hope, and joy. You have the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Do not fear the Lord's coming again in glory. Whether He should come tonight or in 1,000 years, it doesn't matter. But know that He is coming. Stay awake, watch, and pray. Do not be led astray by the enemy, who would break in and leave you in utter destruction. Cling to your baptism and to the Lord's Supper. Cling to the promises God made you there, to His pierced body and shed blood. And like Saint Sylvester, He shall be your confidence in the face of uncertainty, trouble, persecution, and even death. Cling to the child of Bethlehem. He will never fail or forsake you. Come what may in the coming year, or even in the years to come, Jesus remains. Eat, drink, watch, and pray. For the master of this house rises to serve you at His table, with His inestimable benefits of forgiveness, life, and salvation, won in and given to you through His body and blood. Jesus lives. In Him, you will live also. In Jesus' name, amen.